Commission, allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the direction of the chairman. Also, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments that has been received. Then, the applicant will present and explain the application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come up to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. In addition, Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by Sussex County in its deliberations. During the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Likewise, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. Our first public hearing is conditional use number 2017, Eli and Victoria Zakaria.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a MR, medium density residential district, for multifamily dwelling structures to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Henry Hobeth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 22,500 square feet more or less. Property is located northwest of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, 365 feet southwest of Spencer Lane, being the entrance into Hart's Landing subdivision. The 911 address is 20336 John J. Williams Highway, Lewis, with a tax map ID of District 334, Map 18, Parcel Number 7. For the benefit of the record, I believe the commission members already have copies of the survey of the property, and I do have some comments from agencies. Now, this application was previously scheduled for a public hearing on June 11th of 2015. The applicant did not appear. The commission, based on a recent ordinance adopted, granted permission for the application to be rescheduled since there was health reasons for the lack of the applicant's appearance on June 11th. We did find that the applicant provided a survey site plan with his application for two residential units, and that the survey site plan depicts the existing improvements on the property. We also heard comments from DelDOT received on February 18th of 2015. It was in the form of a support facilities report and references that the level of service E that exists on John J. Williams Highway will not change as a result of this application. We also received comments on June 9th of 2015 from the Sussex Conservation District, again in the form of a memorandum and referencing that there is one soil type on the property, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation after construction, that there are no storm flood hazard areas affected, that no off-site drainage improvements will be required that it may be possible that on-site drainage improvements will be required and the new tax ditches are affected. We also received comments on June 9th of 2015 from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. They were again in the form of a memorandum. They referenced that the property is located in the Gosley Creek planning area, that the parcel has not been provided with a sewer connection point, that the project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district at this time, that conformity to the North Coastal Area Planning Study will be required, that when the county does provide sewer service, the on-site system must be abandoned and a direct connection to the central system is mandatory, and that a concept plan is not required. Gentlemen, that's all I received to date on this application.
All right, should we thank you? Is there someone here representing this application?
Yes, sir.
All right, if you would come up. Give us your name for the record, please, and your address.
My name is Eli Zachariah, sir. The address 20333 John William Highway.
Okay, thank you. You heard what the director read into the record on your behalf. Is there anything you would like to add?
No, I didn't hear it clear. Sorry.
Okay, well, let's see if anyone... Come on, just give us your name also, and you can, you're welcome to speak.
Name Sammy Zachariah.
Okay.
I'm a son.
Okay, all right.
What was your first name again?
Sammy.
All right, thank you.
S-A-M-M-Y. They were just saying if there was anything commented that was incorrect or anything.
Or anything you want to add.
Incorrect or anything that you wanted to add on. I'm sorry, somebody has trouble hearing.
That's fine. That's fine.
Basically, from what I understand, everything he said is correct. He said that there was a few recommendations that from different companies saying that it wouldn't affect anything, it wouldn't change anything, everything is okay on the property, so on and so forth. And he was asking if you wanted to add anything that wasn't said, basically.
You may want to think about explaining what it is that you're applying for and how that perhaps fits in with what's there on Route 24.
We're mindful he's going to stay with us too.
Okay.
Like this, he has a separate door, his own laundry and everything he do.
It's
going to
be a separate apartment.
Okay.
I mean, he has his own entrance from the garage where he moved there. This is what I got approval to.
Your intent is to convert the dwelling that exists into two units? Is that your intent?
It's the same people staying. Like, we stayed there like 5-6 people. It's the same, only he's going to be separate to get in from the back garage, from the remodel of the garage.
So the garage is going to be remodeled into a separate?
No, we did. We got approval for the garage remodel.
It's been remodeled, essentially. It's the same house, just there's basically...
The garage we turned into, we got approval from there.
The garage was turned into basically an extra living room,
okay.
Basically.
The garage on the, because there's... On this survey, there's a pole building, and then there's the... No. So it's the garage attached to the house is what you're talking about, the pole
sir.
Building.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
That's what...
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes,
okay.
Sir.
So essentially, the garage is just basically turned into an extra living room.
Okay.
Kitchen, like so. There's basically two separate places of living, basically.
Gotcha, okay.
And I got approval for the deck, too, and everything. Everything
okay.
By law I did.
Okay.
All right, then. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes,
so, if this application is acted favorably on the people residing in the two units out of the combination out of the subdivision, if we will, of the one, it would be for family members only, or would there be an intent to rent the one side to someone outside of your family?
If I don't stay, I don't know. If I'm not staying for like a couple of months, as I'm going to rent it to somebody for a separate.
We do business in Delaware, and we've been doing business in Delaware for
we have some people.
30 plus years, and it's a seasonal business. So we'll be living there for, however long the courting business is, and then if somebody isn't in there, I'm not sure. I don't think so. There's no There's no plans to do so, but if we have an extra worker there in the wintertime or whatnot, I'm sure there's a possibility of them living there with us.
Now, if this is acted on favorably, will there be two separate electric meters, one serving?
We have two separate. We got approval, and I got everything I did by law.
Okay.
I got everything. It's two separate. For he's going to pay his bill, and I'm going to pay his separate unit. Okay. I got approval for the electric power and everything there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I guess, to me, I'm having a little problem. If everything's been done according to Hoyle, and there isn't a...
Well, I think the reason we're here is that everything except this has been done.
I have all the paper, everything I did, for the deck, for the I did by law.
That's all fine. Typically, this is what you would do first, but it doesn't always happen like that. So, but yeah, basically what's happened is an apartment has been created, mm-hmm. and perhaps Mr. Zacharias wasn't aware that he needed to have a zoning action in order to do that. As that was what I think that's where we are. Mm-hmm. And so now they're here asking for that.
Yeah. All right. Very good. And Mr. Lank, insofar as what I'm looking at on the survey, would there have to be an adjustment for any parking that you would anticipate?
It would have to have at least four parking spaces, two for each unit.
Okay.
Separate living quarters.
And so that would come back before us if this was acted favorably.
Sure.
As a site plan showing parking spaces at a minimum of, 9 by 18?
9 by 18, at least four.
As four, right. Yes. Okay. Mr. Chairman, that's my question at this point.
Okay, then. Mr. Ross?
Just to confirm that the property is already zoned MR, right, Mr. Lank?
Yes, it is.
And the multifamily application request is permitted under the conditional use process in MR, so we're not asking for a change in zone of any kind.
Right. It's right? Permitted to be applied for.
Okay. No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Burton?
That was my question that Mr. Ross.
All right, then. Ms. Cornwell?
No questions, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Lank?
No questions.
Counselor?
No questions, thanks.
All right then. Gentlemen, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Thanks, gentlemen and ladies.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2017 Eli and Victoria Zacharia? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2017? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision when we refer back to it, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you. Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1781, Riverview Associates 3 LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 3 acres more or less. The property is located southwest of Dagsborough Road, Road 334, 900 feet northwest of Fire Tower Road, being Road 334A. With a 911 address of 28086 Dagsborough Road, Dagsborough, with a tax map ID of District 233, Map 10, Parcel 17. For the benefit of the record, the Commission already has copies of the survey site plan for this application and also has copies of exhibit booklets that were submitted on August 3rd of 2015. For the benefit of those present, the exhibit booklets include a copy of the application form for the legal description, a copy of the deed to the property, photographs of the property, a site map of the site as it relates to other adjoining properties, comments from DLDOT dated May 12 of 2015, an excerpt from the county comprehensive land use plan map and references that the site is in a town center area, an excerpt from the strategies for state policies and spending referencing that the property is in a level 2 investment area with a description of that permitted uses in a level 2 investment area, a zoning reference map of the area, and aerial photographs. And I do note that the DLDOT comments were also received by the Planning and Zoning Department under separate cover. We did receive comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. Those comments were received on August 11 of 2015. In the form of a memorandum referencing that the property is located in the Dyckesboro-Frankfort planning area, that source service has not been extended to this area at this time, that conformity to the Dyckesboro-Frankfort planning study will be required, that when source service is provided to the area, connection will be mandatory, that the county does not have a schedule to provide source service at this time, and that a concept plan is not required. We also received comments from the Sussex Conservation District. They were received on August 12, 2015 in the form of a memorandum, and they reference that there are two soil types on the property, that the applicants will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas are affected, that there is a potential that off-site drainage improvements may be required, and that on-site drainage improvements will be required, and that no tax ditches are affected. Gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Chair recognizes Mr. Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of the commission, staff. My name is Dennis Schrader. I'm an attorney from Georgetown representing the interests of Riverview Associates in this application this evening. Mr. Lawrence has reviewed with you various comments concerning the project, and let me just briefly reiterate what we have here. We have 3.0 acres of land immediately adjacent to 5.03 acres of land, both of which are owned by the applicant. The purpose of this application is to secure the combining of the two parcels as commercial sites. As Mr. Robertson is keenly aware, at one time there was a C1 zoning designation available in this county. It's now closed, and so the next available zoning classification is the CR1 district, which is what we are seeking for these sites if combined. As Mr. Lank has explained to you, this is in an agricultural residential district. It is currently, there are on site a house and several farm dwellings, and the property is rented. The purpose of this is to provide, if we can get the CR1 rezoning and you favor us with it, we'll be able to provide a site upon which there would be general support for the now growing portion of the road between Millsboro and Dyckesboro. As noted by Mr. Lank in his review of comments, the property is in the town center area, which is that type of area, and it is also in a level 2 for states strategy and spending. At this time, I would like to introduce Mr. Smith and let him go over a few of the characteristics of the site and the surrounding area. Mr. Smith, if you'll introduce yourself, please, to the commission.
Good evening. My name is Jeremy Smith. I live in Ocean View, Delaware.
And are you a representative of the business known as Riverview Associates 3?
Yes.
And are you familiar with the site and the surrounding area?
Yes.
Describe, if you will, please, the site for the benefit of the commission.
The total parcel is about 295 acres, active farmland, with a 3-acre home. It's currently rented, and as Mr. Schrader said, adjacent to the C1 zone commercial buildings. And roughly 110 acres is in the town of Dyckesboro, which Riverview Associates was going to develop till the market turned, and the town of Dyckesboro did not extend the plan for the development. So the remaining 185 acres is in the county, mostly farmland, and that exists of the C1 and the buildings as well.
There are currently no pending applications for the development of the surrounding farmland, at least on behalf of Riverview.
No.
Okay. Describe, if you will, the nature of businesses and other entities that are located on the Dyckesboro Road from Millsboro to Dyckesboro.
Well, we are centrally located on Route 20. Across the street is a church and a butcher shop and a Del Dock maintenance facility. Just up the road is a builder, a daycare facility, and the Commons in Dyckesboro, which is, it houses several businesses, which includes Enterprise Rent-A-Car, car shop, and HVAC, and those type of businesses.
Is there any residential development in the area?
It's coming. It's off of Thoroughgood's Road now, and of course Dagsboro and Millsboro, they're boxing us in.
And there's one project currently underway or currently built?
It is breaking ground, and then you have the other ones that are in some stage of progress in town of Dagsboro, Millsboro. Okay.
And what does your client envision for this property?
Being able to combine the two parcels and offer a service, whether it's a professional, medical, or trade service. And that way, it combines with the existing acreage that's there. It's commercial, and they'll have the ability to, you know, help their business and help the area grow.
And they're not looking for large-scale businesses?
No. No. It's like medical facility, a medical office, sales office, professional, or trade service is pretty much the thought process.
Okay. You want to take a seat, and they may have some questions for you in a minute, but let me wrap this up. For the benefit of the commission, again, as was noted by Mr. Lank in his comments, we do not have a requirement for a traffic impact statement as a result of DelDOT's level of service report. This application is consistent with the comprehensive plan update as it currently exists. It does meet the purposes of an AR1 district under the land use plan and the state strategies map. And for your convenience, I have provided with to you for your review and possible use a matrix from which you can find facts or recommend the approval of this particular application. Mr. Smith and I are prepared to answer any questions that you may have.
All right, sir, we thank you. And we'll see if anyone has any questions for you. And we'll start with our Mr. Smith.
And thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Schrader, and I guess a little bit of housekeeping. If Mr. Smith would stand up for the record, are you aware of any relationship that you and I have for just sharing the same common last name?
Nickname. You weren't going to admit to anything, were you?
No relation.
All right, well, seeing no conflict of interest and family ties, I'll proceed with the line of questioning. Thank you, gentlemen, for your presentation. I have a question. Mr. Lank noted that Sussex Conservation District said there were no on-site drainage improvements, but possible off-site drainage improvements may be necessary. Do either Mr. Lank or you, Mr. Schrader, have...
This property is somewhat south of or close to a drainage ditch. Maybe that's the reference with which they're making is... if you favor us with an approval and we go forward with site plan design, it's adjacent to the road, which obviously will have some impact on it. There is, of course, the new source water protection area ordinances that are going to be enforced by DNREC and what have you. But the only well in the area would be the one at the particular site or any well that might be needed if it's developed or as it's developed. Your guess is as good as mine. It's pretty flat.
Okay. I was just curious about being compelled to make improvements off-site on parcel that you...
My guess is that the off-site improvements would be that there would be some drainage requirement moving north to the tanks ditch.
Their comments were related to potential that off-site drainage improvements may be required. And that on-site drainage improvement will be required. But they don't have a site plan to review yet. Right. Dennis read they could have a site plan to make that clear.
Right.
And that tank ditch is a boundary line for the other properties of Riverview.
Yeah. Following along that, one of the questions, the 3 acres that is the subject of this application, has that been historically a standalone parcel?
It has not, that I know of. Do you know?
I mean, was it recently cut out from the other 185 acres, or did it support this house?
I think it was originally surveyed out this way in 2003 when it was purchased from the Layfields.
Mm-hmm.
That's the deed to Riverview in 2003, which is contained in the book, describes it as a 3-acre tract.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the earliest cutout that I know of it as a separate parcel.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
And just for the record, I believe that C1 zoning for that 3-acre parcel was created years before it was cut out as a separate parcel. It has, I think, 3 billboards on it.
That's the adjacent.
I think that's the adjacent piece.
Yeah, that's like 5.3 acres.
Right. Yeah, that's the piece that was previously, no, it's never been cut out. That's already part of the acreage still.
I see.
And so that would approve for rezoning and end up having three billboards placed on.
Okay. So the 3 acres is not recorded yet. That's proposed, I guess, noted by the survey by Simpler.
It is recorded that way.
It is recorded that way.
It's the 5 acre tract is the 5 acres that are currently zoned C1, but we're not taken out as a separate parcel.
Right. And the subject is just this, and I think your statement was that the residual land, you have no plans at this time to go forward until the infrastructure is there. Is that correct?
Nothing pending.
And would that?
All developers dream, but I don't think there's anything pending.
Well, with the cross-hatching of these tax ditches and the probable associated either construction or maintenance right-of-way easements on the residual acres, would I be correct if I thought that developing the residual acres would be difficult without central sewer coming to that?
Absolutely.
Because you're shrinking.
You would definitely have to have central sewer to develop the resident.
Yeah. And your purpose, as stated, was to provide a general support for the growing roadway and town center. And if you'd be kind enough to restate for the commission what town center designation is.
Town center is a unique designation. We don't often see that. I have paraphrased that, if you will, in the proposed finding of facts in paragraph 6. And the purpose of a town center is to provide for a future land use within a town center growth area, and that is an area that's between or near incorporated municipalities in which the major guidelines would include single-family townhouses, multifamily, and the small commercial uses, retail or office uses that would support that type of development. It's not intended for large-scale commercial uses.
Okay. And if you got approval of this, as you got further into an actual site plan, would that be when the DLDOT requirements, such as maybe either an area-wide study or entrance permit would come into play?
Yes, sir.
Based on that. All right. That's all my questions for now. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Mr. Ross.
The home that's in the parcel that you want the zoning changed, is that someone living there now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's being rented.
Excuse me?
It's being rented
yes.
for residential purpose.
Yes.
And it's on the C1 portion is not developed currently. It's just a field, right? Or woods and
billboards. There are three billboards.
Just the three billboards, but there's no buildings or anything on
just
that.
Just what's on the picture.
And then your intent again is to combine the two parcels into one parcel, which would total what, about 9 acres, just under 9 acres?
Yes.
And I'm wondering, Mr. Lank, in our big box ordinances, would 9 acres, you would not be able to fit a big box in a 9 acre?
It's not the size of the parcel, it's the size of the buildings.
I know, but
as a practical matter, it'd be tough.
Be very
be
difficult.
Tough because basically the parking equals the size of the building when it comes down to it.
So in effect, the total parcel when combined would be in compliance with the town center because it's not intended for that large of a parcel. Okay. No further questions.
Mr. Burton. I have no questions. All my questions have been answered.
Okay. No questions. Thank you.
Mr. Lank.
No questions.
Counselor.
None here. Thanks.
All right then, gentlemen, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1781, Riverview Associates 3, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1781? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1780, Lockwood Design and Construction Incorporated.